Prior to my present calling, I served as a counselor to President Marion D. Hanks in the Salt Lake Temple. The spirit encouraged and fostered by him for all temple workers, not only in working with themselves, but in working with the patrons, was taken from a hand-lettered sign nailed to the wall of a little boy's clubhouse in the neighborhood. It read, "Nobody act big, nobody act little, everybody act medium." Well, my friends, I want you to know that I feel a great deal less than medium as I stand here at this pulpit, this spot hallowed by prophets and great leaders who have stood here through the years and declared divine doctrine. I, with many of my brethren, have received new assignments. My specific assignment is to labor with Elders Tuttle and DeAuger in the presidency of the South America South area of the church, with the headquarters in Buenos Aires. This comprises the beautiful countries of Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. I have shouldered a new yoke of service. Now, that's nothing unusual. There must be thousands of faithful Latter-day Saints throughout the world who shoulder a new yoke of service. Several months ago, Sister Osborne and I were traveling a little back road in the central Luzon in the Philippines, where I was serving as a full-time regional representative. We passed a farmer on his way to market. He was trotting along the side of the road, carrying an enormous load of vegetables and produce hanging from two ends of a yoke that was stretched across his back. I couldn't resist, so we stopped the car in order to take his picture. After I had snapped his camera, he lowered his burden in order to visit, and I suppose to rest. I said to my friend, "Isn't that load too heavy for you to carry for such a great distance?" And he said, "Not really, because you see, it's balanced." Then he showed me the quantities of vegetables he had on either end, and they were uniform. "Doesn't it hurt your neck or your back?" He said, "At first it did, but then I carved it and whittled and sanded with a rough stone, and so now it fits, and it's comfortable." I noticed he had a little cloth pad that spanned his back, most likely to cushion the shocks of the uneven road. It wasn't until after we had left that I got to thinking about this great invitation proffered by the Savior in the 11th chapter of Matthew, the last two verses. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There are two excerpts, my brothers and sisters, that I think touch me deeply. This scripture traditionally represents, and we use it, rightly so, for those who are without the kingdom, those who have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the ordinances of the church, and also for those within the kingdom who are burdened with cares and troubles and sadness and sin. But I suggest that there's another vast body of people in this great church of ours that welcome this blessed invitation of the Savior to take his yoke upon them. And those are the workers in the vineyard. These great Latter-day Saints who devote hours and hours to this great work. Now, these two facets of this quotation that I'd like to refer to you are more directly applicable to these workers than I think any other part of that quotation. It refers to take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's the crucial thing. Not only are we to accept the responsibility and shoulder the yoke, but we're to continue our searching of the scriptures, our pondering his life and ministry and his message. So many of our leaders, once they assume their responsibility, their studies are in suspension. They don't really get right down to searching the scriptures as we have been counseled here in this conference. And the other quotation is, "For I am meek and lowly in heart." To be lowly in heart and to be meek doesn't mean to be timid or afraid. It means to be submissive, to be willing to be led and guided by the Spirit, to be teachable. Now, my brothers and sisters, I have received a new yoke. I bear it gladly. I rejoice in it. I have found through the years and in a series of church responsibilities that as long as I balance the load, shifting and relocating and delegating if it becomes too cumbersome, or even assigning to others some of this great responsibilities you brethren have, that the load does become light, and I made sure that my family and my business and other interests counterbalance the load of duty so that the load and the burden would become pleasant. And if it chafed and the yoke chafed or became an irritant, then I sanded it down by learning more about the work, by understanding more about my duties and my responsibilities. Now, I suppose we can say that that little pad that spans the neck with all of us is nothing more nor less than our testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That knowledge we have that we are involved and engaged in the divine work of the Savior. Now, my present yoke chafes just a little bit, but I'll keep sanding away until I can communicate better in that beautiful Spanish language. I rejoice in this yoke. I rejoice in this privilege of carrying this burden for as long as my duty requires. I know, my brothers and sisters, that God lives, that he responds to our petitions. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior, our Redeemer, our Master. I pledge to my Father in heaven and to these my brethren my full devotion to this present yoke of service. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.